Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Governor Kim Reynolds today has closed all bars, breweries, and nightclubs in six Iowa counties with a coronavirus spike.
Those counties include Black Hawk, Dallas, Johnson, Lynn, Polk, and Story. Restaurants that sell alcohol in those six counties are permitted to remain open, but they must also stop selling alcohol after 10 p.m. each night.
Reynolds cited high positive test rates among young adults 19 to 24 in Johnson and Story counties, home of the University of Iowa and Iowa State. Nearly three-fourths of the positive cases in those counties were in that younger age group. The order goes into effect at 5 p.m. today and will remain in effect till September 20th. The governor is not mandating mask wearing, as she says that is unenforceable. Iowa has set a new record for confirmed coronavirus cases today, far more than the previous high set in April. In the last 24 hours, as of this morning, Iowa recorded 1,475 confirmed cases. There have also been 18 deaths. And Siouxland District Health is reporting one more death for a total of 55 on its website and 11 more cases of COVID-19. And a Woodbury County judge will hold a hearing at 9 a.m. tomorrow that pits President Donald Trump and the National Republican Party against Woodbury County Auditor Pat Gill. The president and the Republican Party is suing Gill for his choice to pre-populate absentee ballot request forms and to place a ballot drop-off box outside. The suit says those actions go against rules set down by Secretary of State Paul Pate. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.